Good evening, sheeple. Once again, it's me, William Cooper, with the Hour of the Time, and in studio is...
And I'm still Carolyn Nelson.
And we're going to go right straight to Phoenix, Arizona for the metal report that we missed last week. By the way, folks, have you been watching GCI, Gannett Company Incorporated stock? If you didn't get on the ground floor, I bet you're really beating yourself now, aren't you? Good evening, Gene.
Good evening. How are y'all doing?
Great. What's going on?
Well, there have certainly been exciting things happening in the metals department here. Today, gold, silver, platinum, everything was up. Gold opened up. It had a low today of 384.70 and a high of 388.50 to close up $3.80 at 386.80. Silver had a low of 510 and a high of $5.18 to close up a dime at $5.14. Platinum also started down, had a low of 385 and a high of 388 to have a close at up $6.10 to close at $387. The Dow likewise had a low of 37.3220 and a high of 37.6610, up $23.80 to a high of 30 or close at 37.6440. But looking at the metals market, we at Sys America and probably everybody that's involved in metals are extremely bullish and excited about what's happening. We're probably going to see $400 gold by the end of this year. Analysts are predicting that we'll see $425 gold somewhere between the end of the first quarter into the second quarter of next year. So I can't encourage your listeners enough that to stop looking at the sidelines and watching this. People don't realize so far this year, silver is up 45%.
That's right. It's gone up
5%. Gold's up over 18% overall this year, and we're in the midst of a bull market. And you're sitting there in the banks. I talked to people today that are sitting there making, you know, it ain't a matter of making money. It's just a matter of losing money because you got your money sitting there in CDs and money markets and whatnot, making 2.5% to 3.5%, and it's idiotic because your money is in danger. Number one, of becoming devalued, and number two, you're not even keeping pace with inflation. You're losing money.
Yeah, silver has gone up over a dollar just since shortly after you started doing these Monday night metal reports.
That's correct. I mean, it's phenomenal, and I think it's just the start of what's going to happen, you know, what lies ahead. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, you better believe it. Wait till old Vladimir starts rattling his sabers. Another one of my predictions has come true.
Yeah.
The Russian people got a taste of democracy, decided that they can't handle the responsibility. They're confused, they're scared, and they're calling for the old regime to come back.
The grocery store newspapers say that they want to make Russia the 51st state.
Yeah.
Well, that won't happen, but something like it might happen under the UN. What else, Gene?
Well, I promise y'all I'd do something for Christmas, a little special. Well, this is it. Now, there are a few stipulations because this is, number one, something that I am doing personally. Okay, this isn't something that Swiss America is doing. This is something that Gene Miller is doing. So I got to kind of put a little bit of criteria on it. Number one, to do this. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give away some gold for free. Okay? Sound like a good deal? Anybody want some free gold? Well, here's your opportunity. Number one, you need to either be an existing client of mine. In other words, you've done business with me, or you've called in, you've gotten information from me, you've got my card, whatnot. You know who I am, and you've had contact by me one way or another. Okay? Or number two, you've never called into Swiss America. You're listening tonight, and you want to get some information from us, but you've never called in. You've never spoken to a broker. Those two people I can work with, because it's not fair for me to take other brokers' clients. Okay? And so, for those of you that call tonight, either you're a new client or an existing client, what I have here is I have some 65 grade St. Gaudens gold pieces. I only have 26 of them. Okay? So if you call in tonight, and I would suggest that you do, and our number is 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. Leave your name and your phone number, and very important, mention that you heard this on William Cooper's program, okay, and that you want the free gold deal. And here's what it is. I got these 26 coins. For every coin you buy, okay, you can buy more than one if you like, but for every one you buy, I'm going to give you a free 10th-ounce Cougarand gold piece to go with it. And so that's what I'm offering. And
Carolyn, would you please call that number and leave my name and address?
No, sorry, but I'm using the phone first. I really am.
So I would, call in. If the phone's busy, just keep calling, because what I'll do, the voice message service takes them and it time codes them, and so I'll just take them in the order that they came in as far as the time and go down the line. And I got 26 of these coins available, and I'll give you the details tomorrow as far as all the ins and outs, but you'll get a free 1/10 ounce Cougarand for everyone you buy. And like I say, you can buy, if you buy two of them, you're going to get two of those. If you buy 10 of them, you'll get 10 of them. So however you want to do it, I'll leave it entirely up to you. But I thought I'd do something nice for my clients. They've treated me well. And anybody else that wants to get in that is not a client or is not called Swiss America, call tonight.
Gene,
is your golden opportunity. Pardon the pun.
Gene, does that mean a golden opportunity? That's great. Does that mean if you don't receive a call from you immediately, say tomorrow, that means you weren't one of the first, 26, did you say?
You'll all get a call one way or the other.
One way or the other, all right.
I will call everyone back so that they know where we're at. The worst case scenario, if they're all gone, I'll at least get you out some free information. There'll be other deals that come down the road. And at least, the worst that could happen is you're going to get some information on the company, and you're going to learn a little bit about this market. And who knows, you'll maybe wake up and get out of this worthless paper money and get yourself started on protecting your future and your family's future.
Yeah. Now, just to clarify this, is that just for people that call tonight, Gene?
Well,
it's got to be. You're going to get more than 26 calls.
I can't imagine, with this that there'll be any left after tomorrow. But if give it a shot tomorrow. If you can't get through tonight, we'll see what you can do. Maybe I'll come up with something else to accommodate everyone.
Okay, you all heard that. It's 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. When you call, please thank them for sponsoring the Hour of the Time. If it were not for Swiss America Trading, you may not be listening to us at this very moment. That's 1-800-289-2646. One more time, 1-800-289-2646. Gene, I want to thank you for a wonderful...
Well, thank you. And make sure that you do leave your name and your number. Mention William Cooper's name, because that's very important, so that we can identify this and all, and that you want the free gold offer. Make sure you mention that, so that way they'll tag it with me, and then I'll be able to get back to you.
And don't forget to ask for the free newsletters and information.
Yes.
Good night, Gene.
God bless. Green door, what's that secret you're keeping?
sells an old piano and they play it hot behind the green door. Don't know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door. Wish they let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door.
Not once I tried to tell them I'd been there. Door slammed, hospitality's been there. Wonder just what's going on in there.
Speaking of money, there's an amendment that you should know the number of. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted. What do we mean by excessive bail? Would you consider $10,000 excessive? I understand that someone is in jail with a $10,000 bail on his person.
Well, who's that?
Randy Weaver, I believe.
That's right, and a lot of other people. I think what they mean by excessive bail depends upon the financial situation of the person that is being fined or being jailed. Does that make sense to you?
It does, and I would hate to have them assess you because they seem to overestimate.
Well, I tell you what. If they arrested me and gave me a $10,000 bail, I would never be able to get out in a million years. Let's go to the phones and see who's sitting out there waiting. Good evening. You're on the air. Well, I guess they just couldn't wait, folks. If you call in and we're talking, we're going to put you on hold, and nobody's going to talk to you, but you'll be able to hear the program. Okay, so just hang on. If you just hang up, well, you've just lost your chance. 1-800, that's the wrong one. It's 602-333-2174. I don't know where my head is tonight, but it's not working very well. 602-333-2174. Good evening. Yep. All right. Good evening. You're on the air.
Geez, that was me, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
It was quick. I just dialed right there where I heard you.
Well, there's a bunch of clowns that dialed before you that either hung up or didn't understand that they're supposed to wait on hold or somebody's playing games. So, go ahead.
Okay. I saw something on Friday. I believe it was, no, it was Saturday evening on the evening news, Tom Brokaw show.
You need to put the phone right in front of your mouth and talk louder.
Okay, I saw something Saturday evening on the evening news that I don't know if you might have caught, but this is the most unbelievable thing I think I've ever seen. They were giving people tickets to the Denver Broncos football games to turn in their firearms.
Where have you been? They've been doing stuff like that all over the country. They've been giving them tickets to plays and tickets to football games and money. They've been paying them cash money and all kinds of things.
I wasn't aware of the
ticket
scheme there.
Oh, yeah, it's happening everywhere.
Hard to believe people would sacrifice their freedoms for a football game.
My friend, there's a lot of stupid people out there, and I mean abject stupid, absolutely no brain, never had an original thought in their life, have no conception of what's going on, people.
That's definitely evidence of it, that's for sure. All right, well, I'll let you go then. I appreciate the show, and keep up the good work.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, for all of you out there who've been waiting on orders, they're all gone. Everything's gone except for a few recent tape orders, and only because we ran out of tapes. We ordered tapes last week. We were expecting them today. They're not in yet, so we'll be getting them any day, and we'll finish up those little orders. All the videotapes are gone. All the audio tapes are gone. Some of you may get all of your tapes except for two or three, and that's because we ran out of tapes. As soon as we get them, we'll fill those orders. We're working on the memberships now. They'll all be gone this week. All the books are gone. Everything's gone, folks. We're just, I promise you, we get all this stuff out for Christmas, and we've got a thing set up where if something comes in one week, it goes out the following week, no later than that. But during this Christmas season, if it comes in one day, it goes out the next day. And Annie misunderstood me, and she sent out some flyers that said our current sale was good until Christmas Day. So since she sent out those flyers, I have to, we always believe in fairness around here, I have to make that available for everyone. So the sale on the Mystery Babylon series and all of the videotapes will continue until Christmas Day. It's only, what, 4 more days longer. Nobody's going to send anything out on Christmas Day, so actually it's until the 24th. So that's where that's at. Make sure you take advantage of it, folks, because these are big. These are the only discounts we've ever given in our history. We're not going to do it again. We're doing it simply for this Christmas because we picked up so many people out there who don't know what's going on. And so many listeners have told us that they couldn't afford to buy some of this material. And so this is our Christmas gift to you. After it's over, don't sit around waiting for it to happen again, because it's not going to happen again, I can assure you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Fine. Where you at?
I'm in Portchester, New York.
Oh, boy. How's reception up there?
Not that bad on some nights and really bad and nothing on others.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. It's shortwave.
Shortwave, yeah. I just borrowed your book and just started reading the introduction. Pretty fascinated. Look forward to reading the rest of it. I'm not a member of CADGI, but I'd like to be soon.
The membership is frozen at the present time.
Okay.
If we open it back up, we'll let you know.
Okay. I just wanted to, just briefly, but I wanted to call you last, I couldn't get through. I don't know if you ever saw the October 25th U.S. News and World Report, 1993, America Remade. And it's the 60th anniversary, and there's an interesting little article here called Beyond 1993. From dream shopping to virtual shopping, the way it will be in 2053. Some of these are little blips they have here. Endangered is always on the top caption. Singles bar, genetic matchmaking will guarantee the perfect mate. See, endangered fathers, mothers will opt for sperm donors and test tubes instead. Endangered make natural foods. Farmeries will manufacture genetically engineered food. And it gets even more insane here. Endangered, smart cars will guide drivers on the electronic freeway. So you can only go, of course, where the electronic freeway takes you.
Sure, and if they don't want you to go where you're going, they just punch a button on the master computer and reroute you straight to jail, huh?
Right.
Probably lock your doors while they're...
Okay, they're endangered. Paper money. Funds will be transferred electronically by voice.
They're already doing that. They're already doing that now.
By voice is pretty, blew my mind. I mean, I understood the idea of a credit card that you carry around, you know.
Yeah.
But the whole voice recognition thing.
This whole money system, this whole economy, this whole banking system is one of the biggest jokes and the biggest rip-off heists in the history of the world. When they talk about electronic transfer of funds, you know what they're talking about? They're talking about inventing money.
Exactly. But this is the clincher, okay? The last two. Endangered, the office, telecommuting will wire in workers wherever they are, so you can be home, you know, when you...
Well, you know, that's already coming true, and I'll tell you something, I like that. I do an awful lot of my work on my computer without...
Yeah, some of these are actually...
It's good for the children.
Yeah, okay, the last one is endangered, ID cards. A computer chip implanted in the body will document all.
Yeah, they've been preparing everybody for that for years.
So this out. I mean, it's so mainstream now, and they're not even, like, concerned that anyone's going to be like, well, are you just wacky journalists kind of projecting too much, or is this coming, you know?
Well, I'll tell you, when you deal with the public, like I deal with the public for as long as I've been dealing with the public, they don't have anything to be afraid of. Look how many people showed up for Project 93 in Washington, D.C., I mean, really, there's going to be some patriots who will go to the mat when this country's destroyed, and it'll be a very small percentage of the overall population who will do exactly what they're told, when they're told, no matter what they say. They're a bunch of hypocrites and liars. I see them in action all the time, and the ones that go to the mat, a lot of them are going to die. They stand a good chance of winning if they can fight a prolonged guerrilla warfare over 20 or 30-year period. If they can't do that, then no. But I'll be right there with them, my friend. I've already hung my neck out over the cliff. I'll be one of the first ones that they execute when the New World Order comes in, simply for this broadcast and my book and the other things I've done. So even if I wanted to back out, I've gone past the line now, so I'm committed. How about you?
Well, I vaccinated, but I'm concerned that people really don't take it seriously. You know, when you discuss things like this with them, they think you're being paranoid or that, you know, the whole... Notice how the overexposure of the conspiracy theories on Kennedy have made them seem ridiculous because there's so...
Well, that's the whole purpose of it.
Right, and I don't know if you saw the Doonesbury comics last week, but I think Gary Trudeau is feeding right into their hands. He's trying to make all the conspiracy theories seem ridiculous, you know?
Well, maybe he's not feeding into their hands. Maybe that's exactly what he's supposed to be doing.
Actually, he could... Well, I don't know. With him, I'm always confused.
Yeah.
But,
Let me tell you something. You can't con somebody unless you can make them love you. You can't rip them off unless you can make them trust you.
Well, how are we going to dismantle the CIA?
What do you mean, how are you going to dismantle the
CIA? Nobody loves the CIA. I mean, nobody says it's great. They say, well, we need it, but, you know, it's something that you can't, just for an example, you can't reform it. You can't reform the Central Intelligence Agency at this point. I mean,
if the majority of the people in this country ever made up their mind what they wanted, no one in the world could ever stop it from coming about.
That's true.
If they had the balls to stand up and be responsible.
But they're waiting for their virtual reality telecommunication highway.
No, they're not. No, they're not. They're waiting for their Budweiser and their Wheel of Fortune.
Well, that's the future of it, where you can sit and, you know, drink any beer you want or any elixir, and it's sort of like, I don't know, you know that Fahrenheit 451, where
it's like high school.
Nobody reads anymore. Everything.
Adult life is no different than high school. Everybody knows they got to be in English class at 8 o'clock, but they don't give a damn about English, and they can't wait to get out.
Do you remember?
I don't need English. I'm never going to England.
Yeah. Can I interrupt here and ask if you remember the caller on Friday that mentioned that there's going to be an election of, I believe, all the representatives next year in 94. Now, that means 12 months we have to wait for that. What everybody has to do is take individual action now, not wait 12 months. You don't need permission to do anything, and there are many things that you can do day by day. We need to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because we are really at war to take back our country. I just want to add a couple more things. Some things that we could do is, when you could get involved in getting detaxed, you could buy stock in Gannett. You can look into your state's position and your representative's position on the Constitutional Convention, and then tell them your position. You can inform others. Do you realize that we need 200,000 in each state to be on our side to make the 5% to match our forefathers to win this battle? Now, that's the number of people that went to Washington in 1963, August, I believe, with Martin Luther King on a march. Now, you all in each state, you say there's nothing you could do. You could be winning over those 200,000 that we need to win the battle, and we'll discuss it another time. How big do you think the enemy is? Do you think they have 5% of the population, 5% of the adult population, which would be 9 million people out of the 180 million adult population in America?
You're right. Apathy is the number one enemy here.
Yeah, well, we're going to see it. You know, we saw it, Project 93. We saw it the last election when everybody said they were going to throw the incumbents out, and they didn't, even though they wrote 100,000 bad checks and proved themselves to be liars and crooks. They still reelected them. I'll bet you that they'll do it the next election. You want to bet?
His name's more familiar. I'll vote for him.
Well, the fact
is... that's basically how people do it.
The fact is they don't care. They just go in and check a name on the ballot if they go at all, and most people never vote.
And if they do, it's like, oh, I always vote Democrat. I always vote Republican.
Well, didn't you hear Craig Smith last December 1st say that we really can't count on any help from Washington? We can try, of course, elect good representatives, but we have got to move back to depending on each individual self using their initiative and moving things.
Well, they don't want us to vote. I mean, they do everything in their...
Never mind what they want. What do we want? In January, we can detax. If a few million people detax, what would that do to people? What would that do to the enemy?
You want to bankrupt them tomorrow? Everybody go trade in your phony greenbacks and start dealing in real gold and silver coin and keep it out of the Federal Reserve System. And the people in charge of this thing, and at least handling the money, will be bankrupt in a couple of months. That's as long as it will take, a couple of months, without any... any new fuel feeding their fires. I want to thank you for your call, my friend. We're going to move on. 602-333-2174. Don't forget, folks, the entire Mystery Babylon series. It's 32 tapes total. $100 for CADGI members, $150 if you're not a CADGI member, and I'll give you the address in just a few minutes. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello there, Bill. How are you?
Pretty good.
My name is Randy. I'm in the Chicago area.
Hi, Randy.
The shortwave is up and down, but good right now. I heard on the news that there was a Supreme Court ruling today on the government confiscation of seizure of property.
Yeah, well, we've all known that was unconstitutional. Took a while for it to get up there.
Sure did. I wasn't sure what the scope of it was. Had you heard anything from the reporters?
No, not yet. We haven't got the whole gist of the whole ruling, but what's important is whether it's going to be retroactive or not for all those people who have already had their property confiscated. That could really tie up the federal government in a legal nightmare for a long time, and local governments, too, for all these stupid creep clown cops who swear that they're on our side and they're supposed to be for law and order doing unconstitutional things that they know are against the Bill of Rights and claiming that they got to do that to combat crime. They're just a bunch of...
They only do that so they can buy new Glocks to get rid of their old revolvers.
Well, they're just another group of hypocrites and liars. And I'm telling you something else. I'm getting tired of cops complaining about how hard their job is. They knew what that job was when they took that job, and they are paid to do that job. And when you're paid to do a job, you do it, and you don't cry, and you don't whine, and you don't want to be called a hero every 5 minutes. That's their job. And if they don't like their job, they should go do something else. But these are the kind of people, doesn't matter what they do, they're going to cry about it.
Yeah, Bill, I just had one more question. You had made an offer some time ago that you had some tapes that you were looking for, that you had a good recording collection, and you were looking for people to send you recordings of music and things that you might not have.
Yeah.
You had I didn't have a good night on the shortwave. Your December 7th broadcast, you had
General MacArthur.
General MacArthur.
Uh-huh.
Prior to that, you had a recording of some Army drill chants. Is that a record or something that's available? Because that sure was. I laughed. Okay.
You can get those. Every time I go to I live way out in the country. Every time I go to the big city, I go into one of these big giant discount record and CD places, and I go through everything there, and I usually walk out with about $300 worth of CDs just for the, you know, for, because we love music and for the radio show.
I was up at Great Lakes RT about 12 years ago, recruit training camp. I was, they wouldn't let us use any camp that I've seen. I mean, not that it was, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, you had waves on that base.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you very much, and my best for the holidays for you and your family and to everyone.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bill, is the tape number 29, The Dawn of Man, included in the Mystery Babylon?
Yes, we included that.
Right.
We also included the last hour we did, the expose of Radio Freemasonry. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Jim calling from Orofino, Idaho. I wanted to call to put in one good word. You talk about people not waking up. I run a mail order business selling gun accessories, and if my recent sales have been any indication, I think people are definitely waking up to what's going on. They're buying guns, ammunition, and accessories in huge, huge volume right now. And I don't think it's just the Christmas shopping season. I think people are stocking up for Civil War, too.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, it's the small percentage that I was talking about that are doing that. To you, it looks like a great volume, but you compare that to the total population of the state that you live in or the country that we live in, and we'll be lucky if we have 5% of the population fighting with us.
Look at New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts. I don't find too much accent out there.
Well, from what I've been hearing from my customers all over the country who have been attending gun shows, you know, they claim that these gun shows are absolutely packed. People are elbow to elbow. Now, granted, not everybody who buys a gun is going to have the testicular fortitude to go out and use it when the time comes, but it's encouraging at least to see that at least some people are waking up and stocking up and getting ready for the dark days.
That's true. We got to take a break, my friend. I want to thank you for calling.
Thank you.
When I said Joe sent me, someone laughed out loud behind the green door. All I want to do is join the happy crowd behind the green door.
Back. That didn't take long. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello.
Oh.
You're on the air.
Am I on the air?
No, I'm talking to myself. 602-333-2174, folks, is the number. And I told you I'd give you the address. The address is William Cooper or Cadgy, either one, P.O. Box 1420. That's P.O. Box 1420, Sholo, spelled S-H-O-W-L-O-W, Arizona, 85901. That's P.O. Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901. I'll give it one more time later in the program.
Bill, is it correct that there are... What happened? Is it correct that there are approximately 60,000 Americans that have already detaxed that we should be joining?
No.
No?
It's not 60,000. It's more like 60 million people who have detaxed and who do not file and do not pay legally under the law. There is nothing illegal about it. You'll notice that all these raids that they've made, the only people that they arrested, they had trumped up misdemeanor charges, had nothing to do with tax evasion, nothing to do with not filing, nothing to do with non-payment of taxes, and they can't get you for non-payment of taxes anyway. There's no such thing as a debtor's prison in the United States of America. So, yeah, that's true.
Well, you see, without the media, that's why we're aiming so strongly to get Gannett and USA Today and be able to get some more truth out. Without the media, we don't know that. And if you remember Toffler's article last week that you read from, they were making a big to-do about setting up Radio Free Bosnia, I believe. Instead of dropping food, they should have set up an information communication like CNN over the country so that they could get information out to the people. Well, here in America, we have that, but we don't get information out to the people.
Well, that's correct, and that's because the media is controlled. And when they do these raids, the media doesn't do any investigation. They print what they're told to print, and if they would do a little investigation and print the truth, then everybody would understand what's going on.
Bill, I talked again today to another person who hadn't even heard of Randy Weaver, and
yeah.
The media covered that the least. When I traveled across the country, I met very few people that knew about Randy Weaver.
I would say 80% of all the people in this country don't know anything about Randy Weaver. Good evening. You're on the air. Well, there's another one. My goodness. I don't know about you people. If you're going to call, at least have the decency to stay on until we answer the phone, or don't bother calling, okay? Because it just takes up valuable air time. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Cooper.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine. I'd like to know your excuse for existing aside from being a Mason.
What? I'm not a Mason.
And with all due respect, the lady working with you carries a reek of irresponsibility also. I think it rubs off.
Well, we're all entitled to our own opinions, and we still have our freedoms for that.
You sure are, and by golly, if you think I'm a Freemason after you've been listening to this show very long, and I bet you haven't, then you're just a total jerk airhead. You haven't got a brain and probably haven't had one for many years. Carolyn Nelson is one of the most responsible, most dedicated people that I've ever seen, and she came out here and has been working her tail off to help save this country. While you sit there, you little puke face, and make character judgments about people that you've never met. When I call somebody a Mason, I can prove it. good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that caller before last, he knows what he's talking about, because I can tell you there was one of the most frenzied gun shows I've ever seen this past weekend in here.
Where?
In Harrisburg, PA.
Uh-huh.
Great.
They were unloading ammunition by the tractor-trailer load, case at a time, disappearing off into the crowd as fast as they could take the money.
Yeah, it's coming to that. But it's like I said, there won't be more than 5% of the population, and we'll be lucky if we have that many who will actually be with us when it comes down to protecting the Constitution.
Well, I think they all knew that there's something on the horizon. They don't quite know what. They got that feeling between the shoulder. But you're right. It's probably only about 5% that it actually understands what's happening.
Yeah, most people are just like that lady that just called. She has no idea what's going on in this whole world. And the whole purpose of her call was to attempt to discredit this broadcast and those people who do know what's going on. Unfortunately, she doesn't know how to do that. She's just an airhead, just like most of the sheeple and the stupid people out there.
Yeah, she was pretty confused, but I just want to let you know, Bill, appreciate your show. You're doing a good job. Keep it up.
Thank you. 602-333-2174. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to call. This is Brian up in Colorado.
Yeah.
Carolyn.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
And my reply to that individual who just called a few minutes ago is that insults are the arguments used by fools who are wrong.
And socialists. Socialists use that too.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can't argue with facts, just insult the guy.
That's right. That's what they do. If they cannot produce any facts whatsoever, or they can't argue the facts, or they can't carry on a decent exchange of ideas, they always, in every case, attack the character of the person. Because it puts them exactly where they belong, and it shows that that they really are without any substantiation for their whole life.
But I'd just like to put one little fact out there for Billy and all his buds that think they're going to win this deal. Mussolini thought he was going to conquer the world. Hitler thought he was going to conquer the world. And Alexander the Great, Caesar, and all these bozos have come along and thought they were going to conquer the world. And, yeah, they created a lot of grief and a lot of horror. But history repeats itself. And Clinton and his cronies think they got it figured out. And the only thing that's going to happen is history is going to repeat itself, and they are going to receive the same retribution as the lunatics that came along before them. There's going to be a lot of horror before it happens.
If enough people would wake up, if we got that 200,000 or even more in each state who would take a stand, detach, move quickly. We've only got a few more months.
Carolyn, they're out there. But depending on who you read, it was somewhere between 3% and 25% of the American people participated actively in the revolution.
Right.
American Revolution.
Yeah.
And when you read Jefferson, you know, the American people are basically a peace-loving people, and they're going to sit there and suffer the while it's sufferable. But it's kind of like a junkyard dog. Eventually, old Clinton and his fools are going
to
poke him.
Right, but that's your job. You've got to change the people in your own state, close to home.
Well, people see me coming and they run anymore. Oh, my God, yeah. He's going to talk to me again.
That's true.
You got to remember, too, that it's not Clinton. Clinton is a puppet.
It's Masters, right?
Clinton doesn't go to the bathroom without permission. I can guarantee you that. And it's not permission from Hillary. Hillary's the same way. She doesn't go to the bathroom without permission.
It's their masters you're constraining. And the only thing I can say to their masters is, I was born free, I am free, I'm going to fight free, and I'm going to live free, and I'm going to die free.
There's one other thing that I need to bring to your attention. All of this chaos, all of this is being brought about intentionally to create a civil war in this country. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't take up arms if the Constitution is thrown in the trash can, because I will be one of the first who will do that if and when they do that. But this is all being orchestrated and brought about. Remember, ordo ab chaos. They create a total situation of chaos, and then they stand up and take control, and most of the sheeple will bow down and say, if you will save us from all of this chaos and destruction and bloodshed, then we will do whatever you want. And that's exactly what's going to happen.
Right. I tend to be a cynic. I just don't, in all my studies history, I can't see a place where people ever gained or defended their liberty through negotiation.
We're working on the principle that there's always a first time. And the results of not having it happen this time are too devastating. We have to find a way. There are 200 million people. How many did I say? 200,000 in each state. That's not a bad number. Divide it up. Everybody work on it. Everybody says they don't know what to do. Begin. Don't wait until the election next November 1994.
You know,
do it now.
Listening to this woman just really makes me angry at that stupid, airhead, puke-faced woman that called a while ago. And the only reason I'm doing this is because that's the kind of weapons that she uses. I'm listening to this responsible woman who cares about this country trying to do something, sticking her neck out, and that sorry, sorry person had the nerve to call in and call Carolyn irresponsible.
We didn't get her name either.
No, she's a coward. She wouldn't give her name ever, not in 100 million years, because that's how cowards operate. Listen, I got to let you go because we got to let some more people.
Yes, sir. Welcome home, brother, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Number 602-333-2174. And good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Yes, this is Ron calling from Bremont, Texas. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Okay. What I wanted to say was basically what the female caller you had a few moments ago. I guess you could call it a conspiracy nut as far as myself or however you want to term it or put it, but it really appears with some of the calls that you get in there that somebody's just waiting to drop the hammer on you with the same rule and regulation they did with Howard Stern.
Well, let them go. You don't hear that on this show.
Yeah, well,
not only that, but if you've been watching, the Supreme Court just said that they cannot restrict your speech on the radio.
Right. Well, that's...
So if I want to say something really, really radical, I can do it if I want.
True, but all I was making reference to was would be some of the outrageous fines and other ways they could try to tie your hands and hold you up. So,
my friend, I don't have a penny. They can fine me till the moon turns blue, and it's like squeezing blood out of a turnip. I don't have anything.
Well, you hang in there. I love listening to you. I agree with you. I'm really not throwing you a curveball. I'm not trying to, but... I happen to be a constitutionalist of Hindu beliefs. That's about the only area that we might have a little bit of friction, but as long as we both hang in with the Constitution, we'll do.
My friend, there's no friction there whatsoever. I am a true constitutionalist. I believe and will fight for this belief. I believe in the Constitution. I believe what it says there. I believe that everybody in this country has the right to worship at the altar of their choice. I would never interfere with that. If you ask me for advice, I would tell you what I think is the true religion that you should belong to. But if you didn't ask me for advice, I'm not going to bother you. I'm going to leave you alone. The only time I get angry is when somebody has a religion that they think they're going to force everybody else to belong to their religion. Are they going to destroy every other religion? Are they going to use their religion to destroy this country and destroy our Constitution and Bill of Rights? Those people I'm dead set against. Those people I'll fight. Everybody else, I'll fight for your right to worship at the altar of your choice. If you want to be a Hindu, my friend, and if it makes you happy, it is your soul that you're playing with, and I will fight for your right to worship at that altar if that's the altar you want to worship at.
That's why I never paid much attention to the New Age movement, because I believe that the Quakers, the Amish, everyone has a right to have their own religion, and I just never realized what was going on in my own family with a relative named David Spangler, who evidently is pretty high up in the New World, One World religion. And this went undetected by myself until this last year, and I'm still in shock.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Cooper.
Hi.
This is the coward you just spoke about.
Oh, what's your name?
Airhead.
What's your name?
What I wanted to say.
What's your name?
You won't give your name. My mother always told me that if no one would sign their name to an article that they would write.
It's Hilda.
Hilda what? You know my name. I'm not hiding.
We're on the front lines, Hilda. We are desperately trying to bring this country to recognize that the Constitution is gone and we are fighting to get it back. Please join us.
Appreciate.
What?
Believe me, I really do appreciate.
Doesn't sound like it.
I do appreciate what you're doing, Cooper. I do.
Then why would you make such a stupid call?
You're the cream of the crop. You really are.
Now you're ridiculing us again?
Hey, wait a minute.
You're going to have to prove yourself to us, I think. You'll have to find a way. You'll have to find a way, and it'll take a little time.
Can I touch the third knuckle of a woman?
Can you do what?
She said I had to prove myself. Can I touch the third knuckle of a woman?
You're back on the Masonic
I don't know. Can you?
Symbolism?
Can you? Do you worship at the inverted five-pointed star? Huh? Are you one of the ones who bow down to the goat of Mendes?
I didn't know women could.
Yes, they can. It's called the Order of the Eastern Star. You sound like you know something about it.
All I know is that you're irresponsible.
How am I irresponsible?
You're educated.
How am I irresponsible?
Educated, and you understand the future. You know the plot. You know the plan. But you're fooling a lot of people out there.
How am I fooling anybody? Come on, let's have some facts.
Sponsors, for one thing.
Pardon?
Sponsors?
Sponsors. You're bilking the public.
I'm not bilking anybody. I don't get one single penny.
You're willing to allow them to bilk the...
Lady, I've got the switch here, and I just turned you off. When I'm trying to talk, you listen, because I don't interrupt you when you're talking. I don't get one single penny from Swiss America Trading. Not one red cent. They pay for this airtime. They don't put any money in my pocket. I'm not doing this to get rich, and my family just barely pays the bill each month. I have thoroughly investigated Swiss America Trading, and they are a fine, upright, legal, and honest corporation and never gypped anybody. Now, if you can come up with some kind of positive, absolute proof, then I will open up another investigation. But my guess is that you don't. And you can't, and you won't. Am I correct?
Did you hear anything I said?
No.
I told you, the switch was turned off.
I've been on the phone every night. I've been on the phone once.
Well, come on, talk. You've made some accusations, now prove it.
Like I said, they're getting the old money. They're going to bring it to Europe.
Prove what you're saying.
You know I can't prove it.
That's exactly right, you stupid airhead. Go back to bed, and don't you ever call me again unless you can... argue your point with facts and decently, intelligently, and with politeness. Otherwise, you haven't got a brain. You know what? I could take your brain, roll it up into a little ball, stuff it up an ant's ass, and it would roll around like a BB in a boxcar. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello. I'm Jim Thompson from New Jersey. I'm not afraid to tell you my name because I've
good.
To be a CAGI member for a while.
Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? And I applied, I think it was in September. I know there's a freeze going on. My wife and I, we've been listening to you since then. We just missed your rally in Washington. We live in New Jersey, so we could have...
Well, that was BB Kidd's rally, actually. That was the march on Washington to abolish the Federal Reserve and the income tax. And she worked really hard on that all year since January.
Yeah, one of us would have liked to have gone. We have two kids, so one of us would have probably stayed home. I wanted to talk to you about the... massacre on the train, and I guess some of the people might know that the person who did this got his gun from California, and the Brady bill didn't really help that. California, I believe, had a 15-day waiting period for the gun. And
yeah, California's had a 15-day waiting period for a long, long time.
Yeah, and it just shows that that doesn't work.
And California has some of the worst crime that there is.
Right. What else I wanted to say? Let's see. I did call Gene Miller tonight. I did leave my name and number.
Great.
And I've been trying to get a hold of you for a long time. I just wanted to say hi. You're doing a good job, and my wife and I, like I said, we think you're doing a heck of a good job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Thank you for calling. Folks, I want to tell you all out there, if you want to call up and criticize us, or if you want to call up and give us information about our sponsors or whatever, if you have proof, if you have a brain, if you can talk politely, you know, you've heard this program, you've heard other people do it. You know that we will listen to anyone, and we will listen to any argument, but I demand that you have a brain, that you use it, you be intelligent, and you be polite. Otherwise, forget it. You'll be treated just like that stupid airhead that just called a while ago. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, I'm Fred from Florida.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, Bill. I was just listening to the show. I was just playing on my shortwave, and I happened to catch you talk there. The other thing I wanted to say is that the president's got me a little concerned about this new super information highway they want to put together.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, with the health care card and all the possible links they have there, that really shows the government's looking for tremendous capabilities to be able to peep into your house.
Well, they're afraid of computers. You know, people who know how to use computers have linked up in various networks, and the smart, intelligent people spend their time exchanging information, tapping into databases, and learning what's going on, and I use it all the time. And I'm on all of those computer nets out there. They don't know I'm on those nets because I learned a long time ago that there's also a lot of irresponsible, stupid people on those nets who spend all of their time attacking anyone whose idea that they don't agree with. And some of them may be, that may be their full-time job doing that. But the government is afraid of this.
No, I think that super information highway is not. What they're trying to do is coordinate all that. I mean, you go to the library.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. They want total control of the access of information, and they want to know who's getting the information, and they want to be able to monitor everything.
Yeah. It's going to be a very quiet, lethal weapon that they'll have when that thing finally gets put up and working and running the way they expect it to. The only thing we can hope for is that maybe IBM does it, and they do the same job like it did down here in the HRS. I mean,
well, you know, smart people will
stay. $100 million and it still won't work.
Smart people will stay on the nets that they've created now and stay off of any super highway that the government builds. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, they got the but the healthcare card, I think, is all part of it. It's all tied into, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, a ridiculous registration of Americans. One thing I want to say, I was listening to that girl before, and really, don't waste your breath on it. We've got more important things to do.
Well, if I don't, then people accuse me of not being fair and not listening to people. So I always give them an opportunity to use their head, to come up with facts, to be polite and put forth their argument, and they seldom do. Some people do.
Types like that want us to bicker.
Right. I think she could write us a letter and explain her position maybe more thoroughly and do that documentation.
Don't waste your breath, Carolyn. She hasn't got a position. She's got a brain.
Yes, the thing is...
Other things to do, that's true.
No, everybody out there that's paying attention to things that are going on right now. We've got a lot of work to do, and we can't waste the time on people like that. They'll catch up some other time on a learning curve. Right now, they're way behind.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Thank you for calling. I got time for about one more call, I think. Maybe two, if they're quick. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Jerry up here in Missouri.
Hi, Jerry.
And I just wanted to say I think you're doing an excellent job. I'm glad you're getting it up here.
Thank you, Jerry, but I need you to put your mouth right in front of the phone and talk a lot louder. You're real low.
Okay, I'm sorry. This receiver's kind of bad. This mic's kind of bad on this phone. And I just wondered, he was talking about the massacre on the train.
Uh-huh.
And there's one point I want to make on that. This is just one point of many that I'd like to talk about. But I kind of wonder if a law-abiding citizen had the right to bear his own arms, and he was on that train, I don't think there'd been as many shots put out. How do you feel on that?
Oh, I think somebody would have nailed him the minute he drew his pistol, probably.
Well, that's one thing I wanted to talk about. The other thing I wanted to mention, you know, we got so many little projects going on, you know, the world order and all this stuff, more control of the government, child abuse. I haven't heard, the child abuse hotline and all that stuff, control of our kids. Do you know anything about that?
That's one way to get to those 200,000 people in your state and bring them around to help us.
Well, I saw a thing on McCall's magazine. They're calling them the Gestapo of America. They have got the right to come in and take your child. You have to live up to their standards. This is the government standards. In fact, it's not just the government. It's one person who comes into your house. And if I want to cause you a problem, I can go up here and dial one number, and they have to go check that out. And a couple of them, and then I do the right thing, and they can take your kid away. You've got no say over it. Now, you tell me this is freedom in America?
Well, that's only because people are allowing them to get away with it. If they come to take my kid away, there's going to be a lot of dead people laying all over the ground.
Well, I agree with you, and I'll tell you what.
And I'm not just saying that. I mean it.
I know it. And I made my decision the other night. I got to thinking how this America's going down the tubes, how our Constitution is getting ate up, and I made the decision that I will not give up one gun or one kid, and that's it. If they come to my door, I'll make sure that they won't get them without dragging me out feet first. I feel so strongly on this, and I hope we get enough people out here to feel the same way.
Yeah, well, I'm with you, my friend. And by the way, I want to warn all patriots, anybody who may have reason to believe that your name is on their list as a gun owner or as a patriot or as a patriot leader, you better not be home during Christmas. That's just a warning. If you decide to stay home, that's up to you. But if and when they ever decide to round everybody up, it'll be on one of two dates, either Thanksgiving or Christmas. Folks, we got to go. Time's up. Good night, and God bless each and every one of you.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking every other man today. Well, I saw my baby walking every other man today. Well, I asked her what's the matter. This is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator. She told me, nearly made me lose my head. When I thought of what she told me, nearly made me lose my head. But the next time that I saw her, reminded her of what she said. See you later, alligator.
Wow.